In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Boris and Saint Gleb were sons of Vladimir the Great, Duke of Moscow, and grandsons of Saint Olga of Kiev. Saint Boris is considered a patron saint of Moscow, the capital of Russia. Saint Boris was very pious from a young age, and thought of becoming a monk. But following the advice of his father, he married at a young age. He was governor of the city of Rostov, while his brother Gleb was governor of the city of Murom. The brothers loved each other, and above all they loved God. But they had an older brother, Sviatopluk, who was bloodthirsty and unsuccessfully rebelled against his father. He forgave him, but the young man did not change his heart. Once his father was dead, he decided to kill his brothers to obtain absolute power. Saint Boris found out, and was faced with the difficulty, how should a Christian act in this circumstance? He recalled the words of 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 that says, "Anyone who says I love God and hates his brother, is a liar." After a difficult internal struggle, Saint Boris decided not to resist. Saint Boris dismissed his men and stood alone with a servant by the Altaylva River to await the assassins. He spent his last night in tears and prayer, comforted by the Psalms and the Gospels. He also remembered how Saint Barbara, also known as the Great Martyr Barbara, was killed by her own father. In the morning the assassins entered the store, where he was and wounded him. Saint Boris asked to be allowed to live a moment longer to finish what he needed to say. He then offered himself as a sacrificial lamb, saying, "Hurry to complete your work in peace, be with my brother Sviatopluk, and with you my brothers." Saint Gleb, a few years younger than Saint Boris, was later killed in the Dnieper River. At first he asked not to be killed, but in the end he accepted his fate with peace and said to the assassins, "If you wish to quench your thirst with my blood, I give myself to you, my brothers, and to my brother, my prince." He then proclaimed that death is the birth to new life. The two brothers did not seek death, nor did they die because of their faith, but because of the political interests of the older brother. But in the face of death, the two brothers freely chose to act as Christians. They did not return evil for evil, but opted for forgiveness and trust in God. The Russian people were deeply impressed with the Christian conduct of the two young princes, who joined in the Passion of Christ. For them, the example of Saint Boris and Saint Gleb was a wonderful teaching on how to live Christianity, and the power that God grants to achieve it. Saint Boris and Saint Gleb were canonized in 1724 by Pope Servant of God Benedict XIII. Let us pray that the example of Saint Boris and Saint Gleb will inspire Russia and the whole world to Christian peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.